Let us see what we could do today. So, last time we did, I think Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, am I correct?
We did speak about where
So let us start from Yadala today. So it's interesting. He's quoting Yadala, he's quoting Ali Shur, Revolba Zichrayna Livracha. So he quotes numerous pieces here from Revolba. I think we might have seen one on a couple of pages before on a number test. On the first week, we saw a piece from Revolba, and it's all from the same piece in Ali Shur. I looked it up, and it's a long, very deep piece. It's pretty hard to understand, actually. He picked out little snippets of it. So he says like this, so we're up to your Dalit. HaShabbos hi metzias shel kedusha. Shabbos is a metzias of kedusha. V'metzias zois shel yom HaShabbos nisboinen miyad be'es kabolas Shabbos sha'Shabbos mamish oireachu v'anachnu mekablu noisai. So this is part of his yitzayid, this is really like sort of in the middle of the shtickle. It's a little hard to put into context, but the basic idea he's trying to say is, and he uses this lashon in numerous places. It's a metzius. It's a fact. It's a real thing. It's reality of kedusha, And that's part of the piece that he talked about in the first thing, that we're going hapnim shebipnim mikol etzraisav. Hashem took this out from inside his storehouses, all the way from in, something that really would be very hard for us or impossible for us to have any shaykhets to. Just Hashem decided he's going to give us this matana toiva. And he says, two, this is why I'm not 100% sure I'm understanding it, to be honest, but he says two conflicting things here. The first thing he says is, and he keeps on saying this, Shabbos hu metzias zman shel kedusha. And he says like this, he brings from someone, I'll be honest, I'm not sure who it is. It's Hagayin Rav Aleph Dalid, I'm not sure offhand who that is, but he says that whoever this is brings from his Rebbe, Rav Hirsch Breide, who was the son-in-law of the Alter from Kelm, that a person, his lashon is, time doesn't pass over a person. A person travels through time. L'mashal, he says that when you go to Shabbos, you're traveling and you're coming to a station called Shabbos. And the next week again, you come to this station called Shabbos. In other words, who's moving in time? Is time moving over a person? Is a person moving through time? So if you don't understand time as a metzius, as an actual reality, so time passes by and I keep on going. But if I realize time is, there's separate entities to time, there's different days in time, and I'm moving through a Sunday, through a Monday, till I come through a Shabbos. And he says, in every week, a person comes to that station called Shabbos, and in that station called Shabbos, it's full of Kedusha. So you've entered into this reality, this station, this building, whatever word you want to use, because none of them really describe it properly. You've entered into a metzias of Kedusha. And here he says that it's such a holy place, Shabbos, the Kedusha is so great that you've entered into this very deep place. So he says like this, that's why you find, he says, G'dayli Olam hergishu b'kedusha zu. We talked about this a different time. G'dayli Olam, they felt this Kedusha, and you were able to see it on them. So that the Alter from Kelm, during the week, he was pale, he looked mamish like half dead. Mamish kemes mamish, he says. During the week, he looked like he was mamish dead. He was white, he was pale, and on Shabbos, he mamish was filled with color. He looked like a rejuvenated, like a matchias hamesim on Shabbos. He says the same thing was with his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochum Levavitz. Yochum Levavitz on Shabbos looked totally different. There was once a Talmud who came to the Mir and he thought that on Shabbos the Mir has a special Mashgiach just for Shabbos. It's not the same person as during the week. During the week there's this person, Rabbi Yochum Levavitz. On Shabbos there's somebody else over there. He couldn't figure it out. So it was this, you entered into this Kedusha of Shabbos. But in this piece now, and that's why I say it's a little conflicting here, in this piece that we're going to read now, he again says, HaShabbos in Yodalit hi Metziah shel Kedusha, v'Metziah zoi shel Yom HaShabbos nizboinen miyad be'ez Kabbalah Shabbos. In this Metziah called Shabbos, this reality called Shabbos, a person has to contemplate immediately when at the time of Kabbalah Shabbos, SheHaShabbos mamish oireach hu, something that's a reality could take on two forms. So he's saying in the first way he explained it, which is not what Rabbi Forrest brought, first way he explained is we enter into the Shabbos. We enter into the Tachana, to the station called Shabbos. Here he's saying Shabbos comes to us as a guest. You know, you talk about a guest is something that's real. Someone comes to your house. That's a real person. That's a guest that comes to the house. You know, but if you have so when we talk about Shabbos coming to us, it's a metzias. It's a reality that Shabbos is our guest, and we accept mekabla ma'isai toich emune am segula. It's interesting. He learns the word toich means into us, not just in the midst. And usually when you look at we're here over here by the L'chadaydi, toich emune am segula means amongst us. That's the pashtus. Toich doesn't mean actually inside of us. It means it's coming to us. But he's saying, b'yichala, b'yichala, Shabbos malkesa, onu mazminim es ha-shabbos etovoi El Teichenu. We're inviting the Shabbos Ba'ichala to come into us. So we've gone into it, and it's come into us as well. Ki Yom Shekulei Primius. Again, this is the idea, and this is what his theme is: that the Shabbos is a day of internal primius, things that are inside, nothing external. And that's what his whole piece is about. That it's all about primius. It's all about being as enclosed with the Shabbos as much as possible. So he explains that really what happens is, and that's why it's a little hard to understand from this piece, because because it's really in the middle of a piece where he's explaining that Shabbos has two aspects to it. Shabbos has two aspects to it. The first thing about Shabbos is that it's made al b'riyas ha'olam. Shabbos testifies that Hashem created the world in 6 days, vayonach, vayoyim ha'shvi, and we have to remember that. As the Ramban says, a person has to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Ma'aseh Bereishis, and we're Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we praise Him, that He is the Creator, and He commanded us that we should keep the Shabbos, which is the ice that Hashem created the world. And he brings from his shver Zichrona Livracha. He never met him, Rabbi Avraham Grudzinski, who was my shver's grandfather. So he in Sefer Teres Avram has a piece there, and he writes that any malacha that a person withholds himself from doing by not doing it, that is an edus on Briyas Ha'olam. By you not doing a malacha, you're being made that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and I believe in Him. That's what the Metzius of Shabbos is. When we go through Shabbos and we don't do the things that we're not supposed to do, each time a person, you need to, you know, on a regular day, you cook lunch. Shabbos, you don't cook lunch. It's already cooked. It's in the crock pot, whatever it is. You did Shiyan Chazara properly. You did Bishul properly. Every time a person keeps the halachas of Shabbos, he's being made that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he believes in Hashem. And then he continues, and he brings from Rav Hirsch, is that the shayrish of Isser Malachas B'Shabbos, what is the root, what is the theme of not doing malacha on Shabbos? That is levato ma'aseh ha'adam klapi Hashem Yisbarach. During the week, a person can walk around like he's the balabas. You do things. I create things. I work. I build. I sow. I plant. I harvest. I do all different types of all malachas. I'm a balabas. I do things. On Shabbos, a person takes a step back, And by not doing malachas, a person is saying, I don't really do anything. It's the Rabbi Nisham that really takes care of everything. He says on Shabbos, a person is giving up his bialus on the Bria. And he's saying that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is really the only balabas on the Bria. The rest of the week, I have to do what I have to do. But I'm not really creating anything. He says, that he brings that Rav Dessler said that the Mekubalim said the same Yisai, that when a person does not do these creations, and the truth is, if you think about it, when you talk about the Lamates Malachas, what are the Lamates Malachas? The Archaim HaKadosh talks about it, and others talk about it as well. You know, if you write two Isiyas, you're Chayiv Skila on Shabbos. But if you go schlep furniture a whole day up and down the stairs, right, you weren't really over on any Isser. You didn't do anything wrong. Now, which one is more of a Malacha? Right, so in our minds, malacha means work. So work is which one do I schwitz over more? I got to schlep the couch up and down the stairs 13 times, so I've schwitzed much more than I wrote two little ices or I sewed two little stitches. The answer is that a malacha is not work. A malacha is when you create something. Each of the malachas is a creation of something, and therefore it's an art. It's not just doing hard work. It's a creation. It's something that's accomplishing something and changing something. Each one of them is a malacha. Every malacha has its gather to it, but that's the shayrish. So what's the vart? If Hashem wants us to rest, so what does he care if we write two ICS and he lets us schlep around the table? We should be resting. We're not resting on Shabbos. I'm not saying you should be schlepping furniture on Shabbos, but it's not one of the Lamates Malachas. It's not schlepping furniture. The Teretz is, it has to do with Bailas, it has to do with creation. If we want to be made that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, we have to stop creating on Shabbos. We have to stop our creating. So therefore, all the Malachas revolve around things that we're creating things. Therefore, we're saying the rest of the week, yeah, we got to do it because Hashem wants us to do all these things. But to remind ourselves that we aren't creators, we have a Shabbos. And that's what Rav Hirsch sort of is saying. So he's saying here, Rav Volba, that Shabbos is number one telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria. So then he says, this is where then he continues in this piece, and he says, Im kol zeh, besides all the ideas of Shabbos, that Shabbos is not just a theme. And this is what he's trying to bring out with this business of Mitzia Shel Kedusha. You could talk you could talk from today to tomorrow about the themes of Shabbos. There's so many themes to Shabbos, like we're saying, it's made on Ma'aseh Bereishis. How is it made on Ma'aseh Bereishis? We rest. What do we rest from? From creating things. You could talk from today to tomorrow, and they're all be'emes true. But you'll say, okay, really, there's no difference between Friday and Shabbos. It's just an outlook. It's an outlook. We took one day where we're going to put things into perspective. But there's no really difference between the day of Friday and the day of Shabbos. One may say, when you get too caught up in the themes, which is fine and is good, so you'll say to yourself, Shabbos could have been on Wednesday too. What's the difference? Take off a day, put things in perspective. Today's a day we're not going to do anything. Why? Because we're going to remember Hashem created the world. And we're not creators, He's creator. We'll do all the things. And that's where he comes to say, this is what he's trying to say is, that with all the themes, Im Kol Zeh, don't forget that Shabbos is the Mitzias of Kedusha. It's not Wednesday. You can't accomplish this on Wednesday. Shabbos is its own something different. It's different than every other day of the week. You enter the Shabbos, and the Shabbos enters into you. So he says that that's what he's ending off in this last line. Hamuna b'bayri ha'olam, that when you want to learn about the emuna and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is nislamed l'chadesh beis ha'tvila v'akiddush, when you're coming to the davening and you're coming to kiddush. All of those things you learn from things that we do on Shabbos. But don't forget that the first thing that happens is that we say Taichamuni Am Segula Baichala. The first thing is you got to get into the Shabbos. You have to get into the Mitzvahs of Shabbos. You have to invite Shabbos into your heart. You got to envelop yourself in Shabbos and in that Kedusha called Shabbos. Once you're enveloped in the Kedusha of Shabbos, now all the themes and lessons, now they start kicking in because you're now in this new world, this new Mitzvahs called Shabbos. Okay. So that is this first piece for Rav Alba.
And that's when we turn around.
That's where we're going to actually be mekabel. That's another thing.
Like
that's another thing. It's a mitzias that like a guest that you welcome the guest. What do we turn around for? Or where does it come to turn around from? Because the Gemara says different amiroim would actually go out to the field and they would welcome in the Shabbos. I mean, welcome in the Shabbos. So we say, you know, you might think it's very symbolic. You know, the Shabbos queen is coming. The kids get all excited. This and that. But it's really, it didn't come from nowhere. Some things in kindergarten come from nowhere. That's true. You know, but that just come from Amaratzis. But this, the aside is true. There is a queen coming. There is a guest coming. The Shabbos is called the guest. So we say, well, what does that mean? It's a guest. The Rav Alba is saying, taking it out of kindergarten and putting it on an adult level, that you have to realize that there's a real reality called Shabbos that enters our lives and we enter it as well. It goes both ways. When we enter it, it's entering into us as well. It becomes a whole different existence on Shabbos. So you'll have Gedolim who look different on Shabbos. Why? Because there's a difference between Friday and Shabbos. It's a whole different world. You've entered into the world of Me'ein Olam Haba. Okay. So let's skip to Yud Zayin, because that's just a sort of a continuation in the same piece from Rav Alba. And once we're so involved in this in this theme, let's see what he says there. He says, "V'lasagas pnimius b'Shabbos nikba habrocha hamtzoi shekol arba tefilas." He says, if we want to understand this idea of really getting into the pnimius of Shabbos, this has been established by Chazal in the middle bracha of every tefillah. What do we say? Ritzevim nuchaseinu. You should be happy. You should accept with ratzon our resting. Kachenu b'mitzvaysecha v'sein chalkenu b'sayrasecha. Be mekadesh our mitzvahs. Kachenu, I'm sorry, but sanctify us with your mitzvahs and give our chelek in your Torah. V'yesh lahavin. Lama lanu lispalo kachenu b'mitzvaysecha. Hare tamid anu oimrim asher kitchonu b'mitzvaysa. We're asking Hashem, make us kadesh with your mitzvahs. Don't we always say, you have made us kadesh already? It's in the past. So what are we davening for? Hareinu muktashim v'ayindim mitzvahs. We're already holy with mitzvahs. Okay, next one. Umayi bakashas b'sein chalkeinu b'sei resecha. Harei shalanu kvar Torah. We already have the Torah. Kinasan lanu Torah semes v'chayilam nata b'secheinu. Okay. V'anchileinu Hashem aleikeinu ba'avu v'ratzin Shabbos kachecha. We're asking Hashem should bequeath to us ba'avu v'ratzin Shabbos. What do you mean? We already said in Kiddush, the Shabbos Kodshcha ba'avu v'ratzen in Chaltanu. We talked about this last time. Hashem bequeathed it to us as a matana. So he already gave it to us. So what do we keep on davening? Give it to us. So it's a very interesting ha'ara he has on the bracha that we say in all the tefillahs of Shabbos, that it seems we're asking in the future to give us things that l'chayra we have already. We're asking to be holy with mitzvahs. Don't we say Asher Kitchanu? Give us the Torah, we have the Torah. Give us the Shabbos, we have the Shabbos.
That's only on the last three tefillahs, not on the first one, right? The last brachas, not a kasha on all four.
What do you mean?
It would only be because the first one you're davening, you're already saying Shul Asher Kitchanu, and then you come and you say the Kiddush, right?
Yeah.
So it would not be, because there's four tefillahs he's saying, right?
Right, but
the first one, you're saying in shul before you say kash. The other kash are on all four tefillahs, no?
No, but, because he's saying in Kiddush, Shabbos, Kachacha, Yid Chatanu, you mean?
Right, and you're
in shul. No, but L'chair, Shabbos, no, but you're in shul, and we're asking Hashem to give. No, but we say, he's saying all the way back in the beginning, when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I have a matana toiva to give you, and he gave it to us. And that's what Kiddush is describing. But it happened already 2,000 years ago. So what are we asking in the future for? Haviyomer hakol yesh lanu kvar. He says a very interesting thing, and again, it's part of a very deep thing. It needs really, with no pun intended, to sink in, this whole idea here. He says, as Kedai maybe, if anyone wants to see it, in Alei Shor Chelek Sheni, it's about 5 pages long. We have everything. We have Torah, we have mitzvahs, we have Shabbos, that we're saying in the past already. Hashem gave them, but with Shabbos, we're talking about a whole different level. Shabbos is not talking about what we go through on a regular day. Shabbos is talking about getting all the way deep into our neshama. Could we really say that the Shabbos is deep in our neshama any one of us looks different on Shabbos? I don't know. All of these things. Yes, Hashem made us Kaddish B'Kedushas HaMitzvos. But we're asking Hashem, we want to take it to the next level. We want it to be through and through. We want it to be part of our Metzias. Our Pnimia should be Kaddish B'Kedushas HaMitzvos. Yeah, Hashem gave us a Torah. But is the Torah part and parcel? Is it our blood? Is it who we are? Adayin in lanu Torah be'etzem atzmeinu? Are we a Metzias of Torah? V'adayin lo izochinu l'mnucha amitis amukah shel Shabbos. Yeah, Hashem bequeathed us the Shabbos. Avad, we have it. All these things, we have the first steps. Do we really have the depth of Shabbos? She'olel ne'mar v'yakiru v'necha v'yedu kime'itcha himenu chasam. That we say in Mincha that your children, your sons, should recognize and know from you is there menucha. Do we feel that? We have a menucha on Shabbos. Do we have that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Like you said, Tayamel Chaim Zachu. Do we actually feel that on Shabbos? Do we really have what Shabbos really is? Savada, we have them, and we're at step number one, or whatever number step we are. But to get to it, should we really become part and parcel of us? Change the person. Person should become a spiritual person. That is shver to say that we have already. And Chazal tell us, therefore, on Shabbos, we're asking, Kachena mitzvisecha. All of Shabbos is chasira, means like digging and boring a hole. He says he's shtadlus, he's amtsus for pnimius. But his yesoid here is even more than that. He's telling us something very important, because on Shabbos, when Shabbos is boring a hole in us that could get into the pnimius of our neshama, it's not only Shabbos that we're trying to get into that hole. We're trying to get in the mitzvahs. We're trying to get into the Torah. To realize, on a regular day, a person learns Torah, a person does mitzvahs. So we're saying, okay, you do them, and we're kadosh, and we have a Torah, but to get it to the pnimius of our neshama, especially us, we're physical people. There's a lot of physical barriers before a person's neshama, get to a person's neshama. It's very schwer, right? Averis are metamtim libay shaladam. That's spiritual blockages, right? Spiritual cholesterol. That's what it is, metamtim libay. So you're going to try to now jumpstart your neshama, but ruchnius can't get through. The ruchnius is having a hard time getting through. So what do you have to do? So you have to either make a bypass, or you have to bore straight through and get, well, how do I do that? Okay, it's schwer. It's a slow process. During the week, a person does tshuva, a person starts doing mitzvahs, slowly works on himself, and slowly he goes through. But here, Shabbos is like, you know, straight through. It could shoot a hole straight through a person, straight to his neshama. Once you have the hole open, not only do we have Hashem pour Shabbos in there, pour mitzvahs in there, pour Torah in there. Shabbos is a day of opportunity for all ruchnias, not just for what Shabbos is. Once we're in the pnimius of Shabbos, once Shabbos unlocks our neshama and says, here I could get a direct line into your neshama, we turn to the Rebbe Neshama and we say, once you're sending stuff in, send it all in. Send Torah in, send Kedusha in, send mitzvahs in, send Shabbos in, send it all in. And that's the power of the day of Shabbos. That's why it's so powerful, because it's a direct connection to our neshama. If a person's able to tap into that ruchnius, it's a direct connection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. That's the pnimius of Shabbos. And that's why it's, you know, you're skipping the line, basically. You're doing a bypass. What you could accomplish during the week is unbelievable. But what could be accomplished on Shabbos? That's why Shabbos is about tshuva also. It says, Adam Arishan, when he got Shabbos, when he did tshuva, he said the shira of Mizmer Sheir L'Yayim HaShabbos. Shabbos is tshuva also. Why? What does tshuva mean? Tshuva means returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all it means. It means you return to Hashem. You're far, you return. Shabbos is a day when we return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're plugging into that source, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us that direct connection. It's not Sunday, it's not there anymore. Whatever you're able to pour in on Shabbos will affect your whole week, it'll affect your whole life. But it's, you don't have that opportunity on Sunday. Sunday, you're back to dealing with things on regular Eifanim. You want to get through all the way to your neshama, so you got to go through slowly but surely. Shabbos comes again, and you have that opportunity to get a direct line to your neshama, and that's why we say to the Rabbi Neshama, Kachein mitzvisecha, sein chalkeinu b'sar resecha, v'anchileinu Hashem alikeinu. Once we have that direct line, Rabbi Neshama, pour it all in. Ahem.